Cheers.
Cheers. Cheers.
Hi, Tammy.
Hi, Lester.
That's Tammy Coxon of Tammy's Tastings. Michigan Radio got a hold of you and said, hey, Election Day is coming up. We think there ought to be a couple of drinks, but they wanted, and this is so strange for us, no alcohol versions of them. You call them mocktails.
Right. And mocktails can be every bit as delicious as cocktails, and everyone can drink them.
How did you decide, here's the perfect kind of drinks to make on Election Day?
Well, of course, we had to have a blue drink and a red drink.
So we've got two drinks here. What are they called?
So one is the Blue Wave, and the other is the Red Refresher.
Let's start with the Red Refresher. How do you make that?
So both of these drinks are easy drinking, light, refreshing drinks that can be mixed up in pitchers so you can serve them to all your friends during your election party. For the Red Refresher, it's some mint leaves that I muddled in the bottom of a pint glass with an ounce of simple syrup. And then I added an ounce of lime juice and then 6 ounces of a raspberry zinger tea. So this was a tea that I brewed in advance and let cool down. Tea is a great addition to a mocktail because it adds a lot of flavor without adding sweetness. And that's one of the big challenges when we make non-alcoholic drinks is how do you have them still be flavorful but not too sweet.
And it is red. The Red Refresher is actually literally red.
Right. So it's a hibiscus-based tea, and any hibiscus-based tea will work for this. But it's really bright and refreshing all on its own. And then when you add these other ingredients, it just amps it up a notch.
Okay. And the other one was the Blue Wave.
So the Blue Wave. Well, as you know, there are really no blue ingredients in the world. So this is a riff on a lemonade, in particular a kind of Tunisian lemonade that I encountered in some travels over the summer. So it's a lemon juice, an ounce of lemon juice, 3/4 of an ounce of simple syrup, 1/4 teaspoon of orange flower water. So this is a common ingredient in North Africa, in Mediterranean cuisines, and adds just a really nice roundness to this drink. And then I top that off with 6 ounces of club soda. And both of these just get mixed in the pint glass you're going to drink them in, fill it up with ice to the top, and you're ready to go.
Well, if there are no blue ingredients, why is the drink so blue?
Oh, that's right. I did add 1 drop of blue food coloring.
So on election day, or election night, I should say, and I find out my candidate wins, and I want to add a little alcohol to my mocktail and make it a real cocktail, what could I substitute?
So I think the Red Refresher works really well with white rum, or you could use vodka as well. And the Blue Wave I like with gin or with vodka. And for both of those, you would just take out 2 ounces of the main non-alcoholic ingredient, so the tea for the Red Refresher and the club soda for the Blue Wave, and substitute in the alcohol of your choice.
What do you have for the libertarians?
Well, I hear the libertarians are really hot right now on something that you can't exactly put in the glass. So lacking a particular herb in my kitchen, I couldn't mix much up for them.
Well, cheers anyway.
Cheers.